Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pizza, South Philly. Join us tonight for the Jordan Mailata Show at 6 o'clock with Jordan, Elliot, myself, and then the Players Lounge with Ike and Hugh and Elliot. The Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. Have you accepted this is who the Eagles offense is? I think that's R.
Oops.
No, it is is.
All right.
Who the Eagles offense, no, what the Eagles offense is or who they are. Or do you expect more? I've accepted it or I expect more. Those are the two.
Oh, it's got to be 100% I expect more.
Yeah, it's 77.5%. Pretty yeah, close. It feels like a show for later on this week. Just accept it. Yeah. This is how it's going to be. Ed in Phoenixville, you're on WIP. What's up, Ed?
Hey, guys, I've never been so excited to be put on hold before. As soon as Donovan McNabb came on, I got like four texts from my buddies saying like, oh, my God, you got put on hold for McNabb. That's awesome.
But bumped by Donovan.
Yeah. You're Donovan's opening act.
Yeah, I'm Doug Peterson and Donovan McNabb's.
Yes, career. Yes, but, correct.
Anyway, not the topic of the day, but Paul George is playing tonight.
Yes.
But pretty relieved, but about the Eagles, like I've admittedly have been a critic of Jalen Hurts, but it's just gotten to the point now where, especially over the last four games, when you look at their defense, they've only given up an average of 84 yards on the ground. They've dominated time of possession like 34 minutes over the last game, and they've won turnover differential. So that means you're winning football games, and like the time of possession piece has a lot to do with Jalen being disciplined with the ball, not, you know, putting the ball in harm's way, especially over the last two games when he had adverse weather conditions. So, like, I'm really trying to keep that in mind, but you definitely want to see some improvement there.
Yeah. Listen, I got multiple excuses now. If you need one, let me know. The wind, it was cold. All that, man. Listen.
What do you want him to do?
I'm looking forward to the next few games, because this is where the offense can get healthy. This is where the offense can get healthy over these next few weeks. There's some generous defenses they're going to face. Now, you go out there and score under 20 points against these defenses, then, yeah, it's like, hold on, what's going on here? So that's what I'm going to wait for. That's what I'm going to wait for, man. I'm going to wait for this thing to sort of turn. Here's the thing that I look at. Is it Ed? Is that his name?
Ed.
Check this out, Ed. Now, if I told you before the season that you're going to have the toughest schedule in the league this year, the opponents that you have beaten, their combined record, it's like 40-something wins with the teams that you've beaten. It's like five or six playoff teams. Or they were playoff teams before they faced the Eagles. Playoff teams that the Eagles have beaten. And being the defending champ, you get everyone's best each week because you're the measuring stick for them. All those things that you have to sort of navigate through, not even mentioning the injuries and everything else on the offense, and you'd still be sitting after 10 weeks with the best record in the NFC. Would that be something you'd be interested in?
I would be quite surprised if I knew that this was going to be the outcome.
Right?
Had you told me. Yeah, but, you know, it's like, I'm not to say I want them to have a worse record, but, like, if I would have, you know, I had them at 6-4 after 10 weeks just because of the schedule, but, you know, things have kind of just worked in our favor in that way. And before I sign off, shout out to Jake Elliott. I mean, of all the suboptimal elements, it's great. I mean, how crucial is it to have a 10-point lead in that situation with everything that could have gone sideways so late in the game? And he just, you know, even with the wind at your back, it's sort of an unknown element, for lack of a better word. So,
it's a tough spot to kick, absolutely.
Yeah, we definitely have to turn it around soon. Good talking, guys.
All right.
We haven't even gotten to Nick and his decision late in that game.
Oh, yeah, I had that. You want to do this now?
Yeah, because when he brought up the 10-point lead and the Jake Elliott kick, yeah, we almost squandered that.
Well, what the hell is he doing? when I say he, I'm going to put it on Nick because it's ultimately his decision.
It's definitely on Nick.
Whether he's going it on fourth down or not.
Yes.
And this is two straight games where the decision to me is normally there's the decisions aren't obvious to me.
Mm-hmm.
This decision was obvious. It's fourth and one. You just got stopped on a tush push anyway. It clearly the Lions had figured something out on the tush push. You're missing lane. You're missing Cam Jurgens. I don't know if he's in or not in, but he's definitely hurt. And the other team had not been able to move the ball all game. Your defense is playing lights out. I don't understand. You're up two scores.
Right.
I just don't understand why you don't just punt the ball. Make them drive the length of the field on you, then get the ball back again, and then drive again. I just don't get it. I don't understand. I don't. Who are you trying to prove this to? And it's not about being aggressive. I want you to be aggressive.
No, it's about being smart.
Yeah, this is stupid. It was two games in a row. I just look at it going, what are you doing? Yeah. Why? Who are you trying to prove this to?
In both weeks, I tweeted out purposely beforehand, punt the damn ball.
Just punt it.
Punt the ball, bro. Last night was so obvious. Like you said, you just got stopped on the tush push.
Yes.
So to go at that again, the same play, they clearly know what you're going to run. It wasn't worth it to me. This idea that punting there was somehow made you look weak or less than because you want to prove how aggressive and confident and assured you are, that almost cost them a game. At least it could have cost them you would have gone into overtime, potentially.
Yes.
It's a two-score game. That you just gave them optimal field position. As long as they don't do anything stupid like run backwards for 20 yards, they're kicking a field goal there.
Well, and
at a bare minimum, they kicked the field goal there.
Well, and that's what they did. They lost 7 yards and still kicked the field goal. They ran three plays. They lost 7 yards and they still kicked the field goal. And I know, I promise you, and for you as well, this is not looking back to see whether it worked or didn't.
No.
And this was, to me, an obvious decision.
Yeah.
And God bless whatever ref decided to call pass interference on that play.
Yeah.
Because if he doesn't call pass interference on that play, you have to kick the ball to Detroit. They have the ball with 2 minutes left. And then who knows?
No doubt they're going down the score.
And what? And all you need
is one. We're not going 2 minute off defenses anyway.
And they've got three guys on that offense: St. Brown, Jameson Williams, and Jameer Gibbs, who can score on one play easily. You talk about all the weapons we have. We don't have as many guys that can score like that on that
especially
one play.
How fast they are!
Yes.
Well, they scored a touchdown in 30 seconds.
It was less. I think it was 57 seconds.
That damn Jahmyr Gibbs, man.
He is.
He literally ran through the defense twice.
Yeah.
I've never
He's
seen
zigzagging and cutting it.
He's unreal.
He's like a bigger Jamal Charles. Like, Jamal Charles is the one that I remember
saying. I don't know. They might be the same size.
Really? He looks at least a little bulkier.
He might be a little thicker, yeah.
Like he ran over people. Like, Jahmyr Gibbs kind of runs over people.
He did. He does, man, especially this year. He's definitely running with a more physical mentality.
Well, how about Jameson Williams, the celebration?
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know why that was a penalty. I guess you're not allowed to use the goalpost.
They don't want you messing with the goalpost.
Yeah, you're not allowed to dunk it anymore or anything like that.
What happened to the cool celebrations like Joe Horn? And Tio
picking up the cell phone under the
that used to mean
I remember
something.
That
used to mean something.
Nick, the end of the game, and look, if it's second quarter and it's right. fourth and three on your own 43, go for it. I don't care. Go for it. But that position, two games in a row, you almost cost yourself the game for no reason. There was no reason to do that. There's yep. absolutely no. This is how much the Lions were shaken on offense. Dan Campbell punted. That's how little faith he had in his offense at that point.
Yeah.
He even punted down two scores with 5 minutes left.
I was shocked.
Yes.
I'm like, what the hell is Dan Campbell doing?
That.
Now you want to punt the ball?
That's the position they had.
Like, now you want to punt?
Stop doing that, Nick. 215-592-9494. Raheem in Havertown. You're on WIP. What's up, Raheem?
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Raheem?
What's up, Ron?
How you doing? You know, I think everyone needs to...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Relax, all right? The team's 8-2, all right? It's been a long season, but they're playing the way you have to play to win games, all right? And it's not always pretty, but the best team in the NFC right now. And this talk about Jalen and, you know, D-Gun's comments, to me, is really out of place, all right? Just 2 weeks ago, you had folks talking about Jalen probably being in the MVP conversation, right?
Well, here's the thing, Raheem. Just one quick addendum to that. I don't put that on D-Gun or Seth. Like, I put that on whoever is in the Eagles facility who is important enough to communicate it to D-Gun for D-Gun to think that it's worth sharing. So I think you have to put the accountability on the members of the organization, players, coaches, or otherwise, who are making sure that goes public, and not on D-Gun. I don't think D-Gun, it's not D-Gun's job to make sure that the Eagles are good. It's D-Gun's job to report the information. It's his job to report the news that he gets, and if he feels the source is legitimate enough, it's not on D-Gun. It's on whoever's leaking it to D-Gun.
Right. But there's nothing to report facts, right, about how, you know, people feel in the organization. He went too far talking about this is like Carson Wentz 2.0. This is not like Carson Wentz 2.0. Jalen Hurts has won since 2023. The team is 60-0 in 25. All right? Sirianni and Jalen have one of the best winning percentages over the last 5 years of any team. So just put in perspective the team. Look, it is not always pretty, but at the end of the day, the objective is to win the game. All right? There's an old Chinese proverb. The objective is to have more points than your opponent. That's it. All right? I'm ready to get there.
I didn't know that was a Chinese proverb.
Well, yeah, but it does. You can't win without having a game plan and executing to have it to win. You don't just show up there and say that our game plan is to win. Right? I mean, I guess I understand what you're saying. To me, it's more concerning that people within the organization are doing this at this time. I think sometimes what happens is that people are doing this with Diana Rossini. People are mad at the messenger instead of looking deeper as to what and why the message is out there. I'm not mad at D-Gun for a comment about what he thinks of the information he was provided. Mm-hmm. That's his job. I am upset that somebody within the Eagles, again, whether it's player, coach, or otherwise, who thinks it's important that they blame Jalen Hurts publicly for their failures from an offensive perspective, that is what's upsetting to me. Not that D-Gun called him, compared it to Carson Wentz or whatever. That is concerning. Like, that's concerning to me.
Two things. Number one, Jalen is going to do whatever he has to do to win the game, to win games. That's all he cares about. And my point about D-Gun is, it's one thing to report what your source said was commented on internally, but then to add on to that, well, this is like Carson Wentz. No, it's not.
But who cares? Two things. First of all, Jalen's going to do whatever it takes to win the game is a crazy thing to say, because you know what would make it easier to win the game? Playing better. So there you go. You would score even more points and it would give you a better chance to win the game. I understand what you're trying to say. What you're trying to say is, in a big spot, you trust him to come up big. I agree with
Absolutely.
That. I think that's fair.
Absolutely.
But that's different than saying he'll do whatever it takes to win the game, because I think scoring more than 10 points and then 16 points would give you a better chance to win the game. That's the first thing.
The second thing,
it is a bigger condemnation of what is going on within the team, that they're worried about pointing fingers. That is the problem. Not D-Gun comparing it to Carson Wentz. Who cares? He's D-Gun. Who cares? Who cares who I compare it to? Who cares what D-Gun compares it to? The problem is that somebody within is saying that this guy is not doing what he is supposed to be doing to win the games. He's the problem with the offense. That's the problem, that there's a blame issue within the organization. Thank you for the call, Raheem. Not D-Gun. I'm sorry. I just don't think that's fair to D-Gun.
He's doing what he's done his whole career being here, and he doesn't put out false information. He obviously trusts the source wherever he got the information from, so he's gonna put it out there. I got no problem with that. I'm with you on this. It's more concerning that somebody feels the need to try to change the narrative. It's nasty work. That somebody feels the need to change this narrative and want to place the blame on Jalen Hurts. Come on, Jack. That's nasty work, man.
Oh, man. That's what the kids say.
Yeah, man.
Jack.
Diabolical.
Jack, you know what else is diabolical nasty work?
Yeah.
Having to wait for Black Friday for a Black Friday sale.
Who needs it?
Yes.
Because guess what, Spike?
What?
The Black Friday mega sale is underway right now at National Appliance Warehouse.
Hell yeah.
Listen, we've been talking a lot about National Appliance Warehouse, and you're probably curious. You're like, should I go?
Go.
Right now is the right time to go. You know your kitchen's looking sad. It's Monday. You spent all the weekend in your kitchen, and you're like, damn, how sad is my kitchen? That's why you got to get to the National Appliance Warehouse today and upgrade all of your appliances. And the National Black Friday Mega Sale means you can save up to 40% on over 100 brands. That's Whirlpool, LG, Sub-Zero, Cove, Wolf. Everything you could possibly need is there for you at National Appliance Warehouse. Again, that's in tax-free Delaware, showrooms in Wilmington and Middletown. And, of course, on top of the great savings events, you also have Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store and finds a lower price elsewhere. So you're just saving. It's the best bang for your Black Friday buck. But on top of everything else at National Appliance Warehouse, you're also getting an industry-leading, a great service team there that is there to take care of you. You walk in, they treat you like family, but the good part of your family. So get down to National Appliance Warehouse right now. You can learn more at nationalappliancewarehouse.com, or, again, hurry to their showrooms in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
All right. So there's a couple of pieces of audio want to listen to. First is, so there was the play down the left sideline. Jalen throws the bomb to AJ. Looks like, and even upon re-looking at it, looks like AJ stopped running hard after the ball, even before, yes, it was overthrown, but before it was known that it was overthrown.
Right.
They did ask AJ about that after the game. Here's what he had to say.
AJ, there was a deep shot late from Jalen to you down the, I think it was down the sideline. What happened on that play?
Constant hand fighting down the field. Just missed. Not just saying he missed, but like he just missed.
How much does the weather?
I couldn't get to it.
Okay. So he said there was just constant hand fighting down the field.
And he couldn't get to it.
He couldn't get to it. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
The video would prove otherwise.
I mean, Collinsworth even
he called it right out.
Intimated that's what happened there, and I think he just said, "You can't do that."
Yes,
something like that, like you know, slowing down or what have you. Maybe he got frustrated with the constant hand fighting because it certainly prevented him from getting on top of the DB.
Yes, getting where he wanted to.
Yeah, getting where he wanted to. And that's been one of those things, man. This stat came out today from Himbo. If you watch Get Up and you know about ESPN, he is a big Philadelphia Eagle fan and a big Philadelphia fan. And he gave Rex Ryan the stat that A.J. Brown is 135th in the league in getting separation, some percentage of separation.
Well, that's not a good number. It doesn't sound like having 134 wide receivers.
I didn't even know it was 135 wide receivers in the league.
Yeah. I mean,
all these damn wide receivers.
Must be dipping into wide receivers I'd never heard of.
I mean, that would be, because I guess is what, that's just a little over four wide receivers.
Yeah.
Five wide receivers
just
on the team.
Doesn't sound like he's ranked very high.
That sounds like it might be only 140 wide receivers, 150, and we're down at the bottom.
Yes. And, it's never been that AJ is some burner that has all sorts of space, but you don't want to be 135th. Man,
those aren't even fast DBs out there last night.
They asked Jalen about all the targets that AJ got.
AJ had 11 targets tonight. Was there more conscious effort maybe to get him involved early and keep trying to feed him the football?
Yeah, just going with the flow of the game and how it was called and trying to go out there and execute.
There wasn't like effort to get him the football.
That may be a KP question.
Yeah.
He's done with this.
He's unbelievably done with this.
Yeah. He would have every right to be unbelievably done with this.
And we're only 10 games into the season.
Yes. Now,
we still got at least 10 more to go.
Now, if AJ doesn't say anything about it, if we don't have any of the social media stuff, I think it probably goes down a little bit, at least the conversation about it, right?
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Well, yeah, I mean, you mean from us or?
From everybody. Yeah,
yeah. If AJ doesn't complain about it, I don't think it's a discussion at all other than us wanting to see or wondering why AJ isn't as productive this year.
Yeah.
But I think once he lets it be known multiple times that he's frustrated with the offense, right, and he's not going to apologize for being frustrated with the offense, that's when everybody is focused on it. I mean, he's a big enough personality, talent-wise. He's one of the tops in the league, and that's going to draw attention. And I think AJ wanted to bring attention to it.
Of course.
I think he was tired of suppressing his feelings and not being able to get that out. My question was, and still would be, why is it so important to you to let all of us know that's what it is?
Well, it's almost like an excuse. I think it's almost like if everybody knows that I want it and I'm not getting it, then it's definitely not my fault.
Not my fault, yeah.
You know, it's definitely not on me. This isn't because I'm not as good. It's because everybody else isn't doing the things that they need to do to get me the football.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they got him the football and they scored 16 points, so... All right, 215-592-9494 on this Victory Monday. Coming up next, we do have Jack's Top 5 of 5, which is game ball.
Yep.
Who's going to get the game? Let me ask you this, Jack.
Yeah.
Is there one offensive player that gets a game ball?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, that is solved.
I don't know if I can make an argument for one.
No, I think it would be tough.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I don't think so.
This segment of WIP is, of course, presented by...
defensive team anyway.
Yeah, like that city.
Yeah. Come on, in this city? This segment presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. You can, of course, count on the top 5 of 5 at 5 o'clock. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.